Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. Hundreds and thousands of Jews from around the world have flocked to Jerusalem for Passover and to see the Jewish priest perform the Jewish sacrifices. That's the headline. Winky Madad will join me at this broadcast table with more details in just one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Passover is one of those pilgrim feasts when the Jews were to go to Jerusalem and the temple to observe that Jewish holiday, right?
Absolutely. We have three main pilgrimage holidays. Passover was very unique. Passover was very unique because it had the Paschal sacrifice on the morning of the day before the holiday starts. And in fact, a few days ago, we had a reenactment, sort of an exercise of that, a full dress rehearsal, Jimmy, as they call it on Broadway, with an altar being fashioned, a lamb being slaughtered, the priests dressed up and doing all their parts of the service. We've discussed this many times, Jimmy, in terms of consciousness raising, in terms of education, in terms of people getting heightened to eventually do that in real time. There was a Roman who visited Jerusalem at the time and said he saw thousands of white lambs and goats coming down the side of Mount Scopus as the pilgrims began to come into this temple in order to begin the afternoon service of sacrificing the Paschal lamb.
And that reenactment of that Passover sacrifice taking place at the southern end of the temple there at the steps that would have the pilgrims, the Jewish pilgrims, go up through the Hulda gates and up onto the Temple Mount itself. Some 1,500, largest crowd to ever go to the reenactment of the Passover sacrifice. I think this was the seventh one. Those reenactments are to grab the consciousness of the Jewish people, are they not, in preparations for the temple and wanting to actually do that sacrifice on the Temple Mount itself when the temple is standing there?
Absolutely, Jimmy. I agree with you. You have to get used to some things that you haven't done for a long time. And there are some people who doubt the need for sacrifices. And hundreds of tourists come to take pictures and to see what's doing. And that, as a tourist attraction, it's okay. But when Jews get serious about it, it seems to be a little bit awkward for them, and that just shows why we have to raise the consciousness.
Winky Madad with the details behind the reenactment of the Passover sacrifice in Jerusalem at the Temple Mount area. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The first three Jewish feasts, Passover, unleavened bread, and first fruits, were given to the Jewish people, Leviticus chapter 23, as a prophecy looking to the time of the coming of the Messiah. Jesus Christ fulfilled these three prophecies. He was crucified on Passover, buried on unleavened bread, and resurrected on first fruits. Jesus is truly the Son of God, the Messiah. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...